Well, across Europe, record gas and electricity prices are being reached on wholesale energy markets, not just for the current year, but also for forward contracts. That's energy supplies for next year, 2024 and even 2025. So what are the implications of this for consumers, for manufacturers and for energy hungry businesses in the months and even years ahead? Well, David Shepherd is energy editor with FT.com and he's on the line now. David, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. What's happening on particularly the forward contract energy markets that's causing concern about how long lasting, how prolonged this period of high energy prices could be?
Well, that's one of the most dramatic developments we've seen in energy markets in the
Okay, I think we have a problem there with David's line, so we'll try and come back to that. We will re-establish contact with David in just a moment. But meanwhile, now we've re-established contact with David Shepherd from FT.com. David, you're there again on the line.
Hi there.
Hi there. Sorry about that. Now, we were talking, or you're about to explain to us what's been happening on these forward contract markets for particularly for gas, but in relation to European energy and the rises that are being seen. I mean, not just at the moment for energy, but maybe out as far as potentially 2025.
That's one of the most, frankly, frightening things we've seen occur in this energy crisis over the last few weeks has been this sort of acceptance in the market that this may last for some time. Now, the prices in 2025 aren't as high as they are today. I don't want to scare your listeners with that, but they have started to come up. They've started to almost start to reflect this view that this is going to be a prolonged crisis. Effectively, the market's saying, look, we can see the situation with Russia. We can see that gas probably isn't coming back anytime soon, and we're not expecting to get some resolution of the relationship between countries in the west of Europe and with Russia anytime soon, given we can see what's happening in Ukraine. That means that there's some uncertainty as to how we get a resolution to this crisis. It's not just about getting through one difficult winter. The worry is that we could see shortages of gas, both for heating and also for industrial uses, prolonged into 2023, certainly, possibly 2024, possibly 2025 even.
For the decade 2010 to 2020, the average price per megawatt hour, and that's how gas is priced, was what, 41 euro. How much higher might it be if these market forecasts are borne out over the next number of years? And what does that mean for manufacturing costs, for consumers, for the impact on European economies, including our own?
It's quite disturbing, to be honest. The price today for gas delivery next month or so is around 310 euros per megawatt hour. That's incredibly high. You know, we've seen this almost tenfold increase over the average cost of the last decade. So if you think about how that would feed through to your energy bills, if you were paying 150 euros a month previously for your gas, you could see how without any government intervention, that's going to be a huge amount for households. It's going to be an even larger amount for companies which rely on large volumes of gas for industrial activity, you know, to power furnaces, for smelting steel, for all kinds of activities which require very intense forms of energy, for which there's not really particularly good substitutes in the short term for gas. It's not always that simple just to say, well, look, we could use oil or we can turn to renewables in the long term to replace some of the industrial applications that gas has.
Yeah, but I mean, that presumably those kind of costs, if prolonged, could threaten the viability of hundreds of thousands of businesses across Europe,
and of many businesses, absolutely.
And if businesses are to be sustained and survived, governments would presumably have to make priorities: what businesses to save, what to let go under.
Well, we're already going to be facing some of those decisions in a short-term manner come this winter, particularly in Europe, in countries like Germany, who are facing the very real prospect of rationing gas. There will be priority sectors, healthcare, for example, telecoms, the kind of things the wider economy cannot function without, knowing that, you know, communications are there, banking services and so on are there. That means that some of the other industrial activities may be asked to pause or may even need to shut down for a period during this. But yes, longer term, if these prices persist, there is a risk that spreads wider across the economy. Now, does the government intervene at that point and say, well, look, we think we can find ways to get these prices down over time. We don't want otherwise viable businesses to go under en masse at this point, knowing that we may have cheaper prices 6 months or a year down the line. But it's a difficult game for governments, because we've already seen gas prices go up so much. Since June alone in Europe, the price has trebled pretty much. The price in Europe, this might help your listeners understand to an extent. If you think about it in oil terms, the gas price is now basically $500 per barrel of oil equivalent. Normally, we've never seen the oil price trade above 150 before. That's how high energy prices are now. So it's very, very painful for households and for industry.
David, thanks for talking to us. That was David Shepherd, energy editor with FT.com.